Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, January 4th, 2022. Welcome to the new year. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. As we transition from 2021 to 2022, I actually think that we're at a crossroad, and I'm going to explain why I feel that way. The crossroad that we're at is a point of decision-making. And the decision-making is, are we going to continue to be led by our noses, to be led by a manipulation of our minds, or are we going to begin to once and for all, hopefully once and for all, think for ourselves? Just before 2021 ended, one of the last things that I listened to was a three-hour interview by podcaster Joe Rogan. If you don't know who Joe Rogan is, he's the number one podcaster in the world. He has somewhere between 4 and 11 million listeners. I realize that's a big range, but even at the low point, he's a tremendously popular podcaster. And the reason is that Joe Rogan takes time to explore, to think, to delve, and to talk to people who the mainstream media are fundamentally locking out, canceling, or degrading in some way, defaming in some ways, actually. Not by the legal definition, but nonetheless defaming. That popularity comes from exactly that basis. There are so many people out here who want to hear alternative perspectives, who want to hear a full spectrum of information, that Joe Rogan and others like him are beginning to gain ground, gain speed, and gain popularity. And I think that's a good thing. And that's the crossroad that we're at. Because as it turns out, you can begin to see how both the federal government, the CDC, Anthony Fauci, and others who have touted this one perspective agenda of the only answer to COVID is vaccines and more vaccines and more vaccines and boosters and more vaccines, that they have begun to have a bright light, let's say, shined upon them. And that bright light is revealing that there is a tremendous amount of A, misinformation, B, disinformation, C, monetary incentive for that agenda to be pushed. And what it did and how it did it is also beginning to be revealed. So, for example, today there is an article. Well, let me go back. Robert Malone, if you don't know who he is actually the inventor of, or the founder of mRNA technology. I believe he holds 11 patents. He was deplatformed from Twitter. The three-hour interview that Joe Rogan did with him was taken down from YouTube. So they're attempting to cancel him. If you Google his name as I speak, what you will find is Google has implemented an algorithm that only brings up negative stories about him. But this man is highly credentialed, 30 years in the field. He is a specialist in vaccinations, in virology, and he comes with all of the credibility and the authenticity. If you listen to him, you can hear it, that one needs to have. He should be the last voice that is canceled or silenced under the current conditions, which is an alleged pandemic. And I say alleged because we don't even know what the true numbers are. I mean, people have died, yes, but we're not sure how many of them died actually of COVID and not just died with COVID, because that distinction needs to be made too. Over the last 2 years, everyone who had COVID and died got logged in, as it were, as a COVID death. But it could have been someone with cancer who came into the hospital and was tested positive for COVID and then died. They would have died of the cancer, but they were officially logged in as a COVID death. That has skewed the results. The other thing that Dr. Malone went into great depth are the adverse effects of the vaccination and what the pharmaceuticals knew and what they didn't reveal and what reporting has been on those adverse effects, particularly myocarditis, which I previously referenced in a prior podcast and erroneously referred to it as cardiomyopathy. There's a difference. Cardiomyopathy is deterioration of the heart muscle, and myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle. And young men have been particularly prone. There's been a particularly high incidence of myocarditis, which can be fatal, and if not fatal, can be long-lasting for an entire lifetime and debilitating among young men as a result of having taken the vaccine. What I really wanted to focus on in this particular podcast is this notion of mass formation psychosis. Dr. Malone mentioned it, and he referenced a Belgian psychologist, Mattis Desmet, who did a great deal of in-depth study and wrote a paper on mass formation psychosis. And I've talked about it in earlier episodes of the podcast, but I didn't have that name for it. I generally talked about it in terms of how the Nazis moved the German population in the direction that they did. But the Belgian psychologist goes into detail on the stages of how it's done. And he believes that that's exactly what has been done globally in reference to the pandemic. Now, in support of that theory, if you would, today there is an article on Zero Hedge, which is a website, about the United Kingdom, Britain, having admitted that it used fear psychology to move the population toward vaccination. There is no doubt in my mind that it was used in this country as well. Yesterday, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and she was saying how some very intelligent people, including her husband, have somehow been manipulated into taking the vaccine. She has not. And I said to her, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has something to do with conscious evolution. It has something to do with where your consciousness is, because intelligent people have been hoodwinked and railroaded by a mass psychosis before. It happened in Germany, and it's happened now relative to the pandemic. It's people whose consciousness is elevated to the point of being able to look at themselves and look at reality as it is projected. And in the face of that, no pun intended, think for themselves, who are able to distinguish fact from fiction, or at least be able to distinguish when the facts don't line up, when the reality and the marketing propaganda have an inconsistency, or at least raise enough of a question to not jump so quickly, to not follow the herd, to not be part of the pack. And there's been a great deal of that. You know, one of the examples that I read over the weekend was there was a teacher from Michigan on a flight, I believe, from Atlanta to Iceland. And she had tested herself 7 times, 7 COVID tests before she took the flight. She then did 2 tests, rapid tests, at the airport before she got on the plane. And she did another rapid test mid-flight because she started to sneeze. And when the rapid test mid-flight came back positive, she went into the lavatory on the plane and self-isolated for 5 hours. And she was posting and sort of patting herself on the back for her concern for the other passengers. When you think about that, this woman tested herself 10 times for COVID in a very short period of time. Now, number one, not only is she obviously hoarding tests, but she's obsessed. She's completely lost her rationality, her ability to reason about what kind of behavior is appropriate. You know, it reminds me, it's like OCD, right? I used to have a friend who was overweight, and she weighed herself on her bathroom scale 20 to 30 times a day. Yes, you heard me correctly. 20 to 30 times a day, she weighed herself. And the slightest deviation was either, yay, I've lost some weight, a pound, whatever, or, oh my gosh, I've gained a pound. This is just irrational OCD behavior. And it reminds me of what that woman did on the airplane, because she is a willing participant in a mass psychosis, and she is allowing fear to drive her, fear to motivate her life. So let's get back to the crossroad. When COVID began, I've mentioned before a good friend of mine who is a physician in Austin, who cautioned me about the progression and what it would look like. There would be variants. They would each be less fatal than the one before. And eventually it would become the common cold. And lo and behold, or at least the common flu. And lo and behold, that's pretty much, I think, where we are. But she also, my friend, who is a bit of a prepper, she also cautioned me that the country was heading to totalitarianism, that we would eventually all be, in a sense, living in a dystopian world where the government had control, where those of us who had guns would need to defend ourselves, that we would be ostracized. She pretty much a catastrophist. And I took issue with her because I am, what I like to say, is an optimistic catastrophist, meaning I often see the dark side, but I have an eternal and unshakable hope in the light, in the good side. And I like to believe that the good or the light always prevails. And so I took issue with what the outcome looked like. I didn't dispute with her that we might have to go through a rough time, but I ultimately believe that the good would prevail. I think that's the moment that we're at. I think an awful lot of people, because the agenda to control has nearly played itself out, if not having played itself out, that people are awakening, truly awakening in their own awareness and consciousness to what they've been subjected to. And I think that bodes well for the future. Now, I'm cautious around that because those who created the fear-based panic around the pandemic aren't easily going to release the reins of power that they've accumulated for themselves. And so I think we're at real risk in early 2022, mid-2022, of a financial crisis, of them impacting the economy in such a way or the financial system in such a way that they create a new crisis, a new panic. And again, use the fear that they were so successful with in hurting the population one more time in the direction they want to go in. So while I do believe we are at a moment of choice, I also believe that it's a tenuous moment and we have to stay alert, we have to stay awake. Those who are awakening have to buttress their own self-confidence in their ability to think for themselves. I encourage you to do that. I do that all the time on this podcast. I do it now during my first podcast of 2022 because I think it's never been more important for people to believe in their own autonomy, in their own free will, in their own divinity, as it were, all of us being an aspect of the divine. I think it's never been more important for us to remember that because between the fear, the technology, the connection between government, media, and technology, we are at great risk of losing our humanity, of losing our ability to understand that each of us was created and designed to be independent, autonomous, thinking, rational, reasonable individuals. This is what will save us, not a new president, not a new Congress. This is what will save us. If we can sustain our awareness of our own divinity, of our own uniqueness, of our own ability to think for ourselves, free will. 2, the courage to stand by that. And 3, a simultaneous understanding that we're all connected to one another. And that if enough of us hold on to the awareness of both individuality and connectedness, and understand that both of those are not political concepts. They are spiritual concepts. They aren't about who leads us. They're about how we take responsibility for our own choices and how we understand that the consequences we experience are the direct result of those choices. If we can do that as individuals, and as individuals connected to one another, as every religion teaches in its highest principle, right? Love others. Understand that we are all brothers and sisters. Treat others as you want to be treated. There's a reason for all of that. I've gone into it in detail on other podcasts. But for now, let's remember those three things: individuality, our connectedness to one another, and the courage to stand by both. That's the invincible combo, folks. There isn't a military or a government or a technology that can beat that one. 2022 is going to be a very interesting year. How positive it is depends on you and me and the choices we make. I'll be back here again on Friday, and until I do, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.